Do you sometimes feel like you don't belong despite your achievements? Guess what? You are not alone. I have been there, many other people have been there, and more people will fall into that category because many successful individuals experience what is known as imposter syndrome. So that is essentially that nagging feeling of being a fraud or not deserving of your accomplishments. So fear not, because today we are going to explore the imposter cure. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Confidence Restored podcast presented by CC America, also known as Confidence Centers of America, and hosted by Tamiria Jordan. This is a show designed to help you build your confidence, increase your faith, and get mentally fit to overcome any trials and tribulations you may encounter. Through personal testimonies of faith, inspiration, and transformation, Tamiria and guests seek to inspire and uplift you. This message is delivered by us, CCing you on lessons learned in hopes of encouraging you regardless of where you are in life. Enjoy the show. Success is not linear. Sometimes you have highs, sometimes you have lows, but where you stop ultimately depends on what you believe. So today I really want to talk about how do we recognize, challenge, and conquer imposter syndrome so that you can walk with greater confidence and also focus on your achievements. And during today's short recording, I will share with you how to know when the imposter must go, what you can do to break the cycle, and now what? What are some actionable steps you can take to cure imposter syndrome? So, step one, how do you know when the imposter must go? So, understanding the imposter syndrome is the first step. We have to recognize that imposter syndrome affects people from all walks of life, regardless of their accomplishments or qualifications. So, when we think about psychology, experts have frequently referred to this phenomenon as a fear of being exposed as a fraud, in spite of the facts which highlight you are equally as deserving to be where you are at. And this is based on your skills, your education, your expertise, and your experience. And even in some cases, your upbringing, there are things that you may have experienced that other people may not have any understanding of, which makes you particularly positioned to do well in certain circumstances and situations. And so when we understand what imposter syndrome is, then we can start to tackle the effects. So how do you know that, again, the imposter must go? What are some of the symptoms that you may recognize and or experience? So do you find yourself downplaying your successes or potentially attributing those to luck rather than your own skills and effort? If so, definitely give me a thumbs up in the chat. Do you constantly seek validation from others to feel competent and or confident? Thumbs up in the chat. These are common symptoms of imposter syndrome. But today we are going to talk about how can we break the cycle. So type yes in the chat if you want to know what you can do to break the cycle. Again, this is just to showcase to other individuals they are not alone. We are all a part of a larger community of individuals, professionals and educators and individuals receiving our education. So students, whether in higher education, in high school, wherever individuals find themselves as a student of life, and even being a student of life, you are still in a different position. So it's important to recognize when that imposter syndrome is kicking in. So the imposter cure begins with first knowing where you stand. So self-awareness. So recognize when those feelings start to arise and challenge them. You have a right to challenge your feelings. Sometimes our feelings aren't facts, and sometimes our feelings are a liar. So remind yourself of your achievements and the hard work you have put in to reach your goals. Surround yourself with supportive people who can provide you with honest feedback and encouragement, but not just that they're giving you honest encouragement all the time and or feedback saying great job, but sometimes constructive criticism can go a long way. So we've talked about how to know when the imposter must go, which was number one. Number two was how do we break the cycle? But now number three is now what? So now what includes the steps, the strategies. How can you overcome imposter syndrome? So there are four steps that I want to highlight today. One is embrace a growth mindset. Shift your focus from perfectionism to growth. Mistakes are inevitable, so appreciate the opportunities they present to learn. Cultivate a mindset that celebrates progress rather than perfection. Number two, practice self-compassion. Be kind to who? You. Acknowledge that everyone experiences self-doubt at times, and this is why I asked you all to put a note in the chat so that other people could realize that they are not alone. This does not diminish your worth or your capabilities. So treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a friend, a colleague, or anyone else facing a similar challenge. Number three, seek mentorship and support. Connect with mentors or peers who have experienced imposter syndrome themselves. Sharing experiences and strategies for overcoming it can be an incredibly empowering tool. And it also reassures you to remind you that, again, you're not alone, and also giving you strategies that you can implement. And last but certainly not least, number four, celebrate your achievement. So own your success. It is okay. Don't dismiss it as a fluke. Celebrate it as a milestone on your journey. Keep a record of your accomplishments and revisit them whenever you start to feel that imposter creeping back in, those thoughts, those feelings, and they start to arise and you have to remind yourself of who you are and your capabilities. So remember, overcoming imposter syndrome starts with who? You. That is the cure. You are the cure for imposter syndrome. It requires patience, self-reflection, and a willingness to challenge any limiting beliefs. So by implementing the strategies previously mentioned, you can cultivate confidence, resilience, and a greater sense of self-worth in your personal and professional life. So embrace your strengths, own your achievements, and let go of the imposter within. Trust me when I say you've got this. And in case you're wondering where you stand, I have created what's called the Confidence Domain Assessment. So I do invite you to take that assessment. The link will be in the description as well as in the comments. But this assessment has been designed to allow you to review some behaviors and identify those things that really resonate with you. And this assessment can be taken at any time. There will be some strategies that you will receive after you figure out where you currently stand. And think about life. Life changes, situations change, our confidence levels change as a result of what we go through. So I do encourage you to take it at different intervals, depending on what is happening in your life, because it doesn't stop there. Those actionable steps are very simple, but they will enhance your self-esteem, empowering you as an individual to soar wherever you are in life. So remember, first, you have to know when the imposter must go. Then you have to identify the actions that you can take to break the cycle. And then implementing the steps to move forward. And those were embracing a growth mindset, practicing self-compassion, seeking mentorship and support, and celebrating your achievements. This is your fave confidence coach signing off. Thank you for tuning in to another live taping of the Confidence Restored podcast by CC America. We are grateful that you tune in week after week and join us for testimonies of faith, inspiration, and transformation. Please be sure to rate, comment, and subscribe, and let others know that you are listening to the Confidence Restored podcast. You can also now buy us a coffee to show appreciation at buymeacoffee.com/CC America. Until next time, be blessed.